Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
In the wake of the highly publicized sports gambling scandals that have impacted both the NBA and MLB, also the NFL, the NFL is now working on implementing new policies in order to curb any such risks in its own games. The league sent out a memo indicating that it had begun actively engaging with state lawmakers and the NFL's sports betting partners to limit or potentially outright ban prop bets. Quoting here from the NFL, "From the earliest days of legal sports betting, we have recognized the particular risks associated with prop bets and the corrosive effect they have on fan perceptions, league reputation, and the safety of players, club staff, and game officials." Here we go. Among the type of wagers the league is aiming to outlaw would include markets or bets that are inherently or designed to be derogatory or inflammatory. I don't understand that. Markets or bets based on officials or officiating. Number of penalties, yards per game, blah, blah, blah. Markets or bets based on outcomes 100% determinable by one person in one play. Will they catch it? Will they drop it? Will it be 8 yards or more or 8 yards or less? Will this be an interception?
So I think what they're saying is we cannot trust anyone to police themselves on this. And so we are going to step in and do it for you, which is what Alex Gold predicted would be happening a few weeks ago after the initial NBA scandal that turned into maybe a football scandal that turned in also to a baseball scandal.
Well, and they can't.
The only one we're missing is college. And he says college is coming.
College is right around the
college
corner.
College is coming.
Actually, I believe there was a small Division III basketball scandal earlier this week, if I'm not mistaken. Go ahead, Sam.
They can't just isolate it to only the bets that can be altered on one play. They need to have it cover any bet that can be altered by a single player.
And that's what they said regarding the NFL.
But that's a lot of bets, Scott.
But they had said one play, right? Well, if you have receiving yards as an under,
that's multiple plays.
That's the entire game.
Yeah.
But if you have all of your friends bet the under and you know that you're going to get, I don't know, $5 million or whatever if you only get 66 yards instead of 67, you think that receiver is going to catch another
ball
the rest
of
the game?
When you're at 64 yards, you just drop the ball. You literally miss the pass.
You still go in. You
at
still
64
run the route,
yards.
You make it look like you're trying, and then, sorry, I dropped the ball.
I was watching some sports commentators today on one of the, I don't know if it was FS1 or whatever, because at the moment, I don't get ESPN because YouTube and Disney can't seem to play well with others. And one of the commentators said this morning, if you are an executive in any of the major sports leagues, MLS, NBA, NFL, of course, MLB, whatever, every time there is a play where the officiating could have gone either way, or a player should have caught a ball and for whatever reason dropped it, you're automatically sitting in your couch at home thinking, am I in for a major scandal tomorrow?
Right. Why not ban any bet, not just prop bets, any bet that has anything to do with a single player? Not a single play, Sam. It has to be a single player, which would eliminate whether or not Harrison Butker is going to make three kicks or five. It would eliminate whether or not a certain quarterback is going to throw for the under on a certain number of yards, or whether a receiver is going to catch unders. You would have to ban singular bets that any single player could manipulate.
The key two words you just said was could manipulate. So, for example, you could still have one-on-one competitions where you could bet.
Yeah.
Do I think Serena Williams is going to beat player X?
Yes.
And it can't be, no, I think she's going to lose. You just have to bet, I think Serena Williams is going to win this match.
No more betting on the losses. And I think they even go one step further, Sam, and no more betting with singular players.
They can't only remove betting on the under because then there's no leverage.
But on a one-on-one match, Sam, in, say, tennis, right?
Right.
You could bet, I think Serena Williams is going to win.
Right. Or you could bet that she's not going to win, which is...
No, because if you were going to bet that she's not going to win, you would bet on her opponent.
What's the difference?
There's no under.
Well, yeah, there is, by betting on the opponent.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You're right.
So they would just have to identify whichever bets they think could be manipulated and wipe them out entirely, because if you take something, for example, receiving yards, we'll use that example again, and you only allow people to bet the higher, you're taking away the leverage for the bet. And the books would never do that. That's how you lose every single time.
Right. The house would actually, for once,
lose. Yeah.
So then what do you do, Scott? Wouldn't you think the threat of losing everything and going to prison for 40 years over $12,000 would be enough that it sends ripples and shockwaves through the industry, where even the agents are telling their players, don't mess around with this. Don't even tell your mother that you think you're going to not be in the game in the third quarter, because that if that woman tells somebody else, and then that person tells five people, and then those five people tell 10, then we don't even want the appearance that you are sharing any information about the game.
I mean, obviously sports betting has exploded in the United States, and with it comes the temptations that some people who have the ability to manipulate it, not somebody like you or you, Sam, would have. The temptation is there. It might be real. I want to help my friends out. I want to help my family out.
But now, can't you say,
out.
Look what happened to these guys? It's not worth it. Don't do it. It's almost like how, you know, drinking and driving became like an unfashionable thing to do, where they say to all the players, these are the real life examples. The feds are not messing around. They are going to prison. Do not even attempt to think about doing this.
Yet it still happens.
Yet it's still happening.
Do we really think it's all been legit the whole time?
No, but I don't think it's been this flagrant either.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.